Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Wow. We've had three engineers in the last 2 minutes. It's great. It's great. There's no shortage of those who want to sit in the seat to engineer USAPrepares.com. I love it. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. And the listen line, 605-562-4080, 605-562-4080. And you might want to write that down since that's a new listen line number. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. And Charles is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning, Vincent. You know, I needed that laugh that you gave just when you first came on. I needed that. Thank you.
Well, you know, it's interesting, Rick. At exactly 9 o'clock a.m. Central, I get on this high-speed digital, and I have a screen, and I've got multiple choices on the screen. I connect to Genesis Communications Network, and within like a half a second, I'm connected. And so I was connected with Scott. I said, great, okay, so Scott, you're engineering today. He said, yeah, yeah. And a minute later, John is in the seat. And then half a minute later, Charles.
I realize, of course, that that suggests that you have a schizophrenic at the desk.
Well, no, actually, it suggested...
multiple personality.
well, no, actually, I think Charles won. Charles won the fight, and he beat the other guys up.
I am the winner.
I tried to tell him that we may have some disruption. We're having serious internet problems out here on the West Coast. I tried to do an interview in Barcelona 10 times over the last 2 days, and we're going to try again tomorrow. Serious internet. Now, it's not solar flares. What could it be?
Well, it sounds like you have the same friends that I have.
Gremlins in the machine. Ah, there is, and I did post on Facebook. I'm very active now with my website back up and hooked to Twitter and Facebook, and so I'm posting on a regular basis, and I have a big article on there a couple days ago about, you know, gremlins in the machine, and they are being paid to lie, just like it always was.
You know, Rick, speaking of gremlins, I have the most intriguing gremlin in my machine today. And I just went into the studio, and the computer was already powered up. Moved the mouse, everything's good. Type in a URL, and there's no... the keyboard is not connected.
Yeah, isn't that funny how that happened?
Yeah. Yeah, so my keyboard...
That's happening to me as we speak also.
Mm-hmm. So I can do anything I want with the computer as long as it doesn't involve the keyboard.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
With
and,
command.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, well, that's why they have it, for people that can't see.
Yeah. But, you know, I wanted to share with you some problems that we're having with the weather. And last night it rained again. I mean, it's been raining for the last 10 weeks. On and off, mostly on. We've had drizzle, we've had torrential rain, we've had flooding. Our road has washed out to the point where it was not passable three times up until yesterday. Now it's washed out for the fourth time. And they keep resurfacing the road. They have this huge road grader, and they come by and they reposition all the dirt, and they crown the road, and it takes them a whole day or two or three, and they finally get it done. Then it rains and washes it out again. So we are now probably stranded again. And for us to get to the other side of the farm because of the flooding and the rain, it's about a 15 to 20 mile dirt bike ride. So we go out of our driveway, go around all the other farms to get to the other side of our farm. Our farm is connected. I mean, it's contiguous. But we can't get there because there's a creek that's running through it. And the creek is so high that we can't get a vehicle through it. We can't get a four-wheeler through it. And we can't get a motorcycle through it. When I say motorcycle, I'm talking about a dirt bike, you know, tall dirt bike. And we have this dirt bike just mostly for those purposes and checking the fence through the woods and that kind of thing. But we can't get to the other side of the farm and without going the long way around, which is about 15 miles. Interesting thing, we had another cow die. And I really don't like this. I
mean, this is the second cow?
No, it's the third cow. This is the third cow in 6 months that's died. And it was raining so hard, I couldn't get machinery out to the cow, to bury the cow. So the cow is where it died. And it looked like a perfectly healthy cow, just like the other two were perfectly healthy. Now, what I'm not sure is, did the cow die of pneumonia as a result of all of this, of being wet for 10 weeks? Is that what happened? Being soaking wet for 10 weeks, other than two periods of 3 days in a row when it was actually sunny and the cows had a chance to dry out. Is it the mold? Is it just being wet for 10 weeks? What caused this? Or was it lightning? I don't know at this point. But we plan on finding out in the next couple of days, as soon as we can get back there as soon as the road is fixed so we can get back
there.
Do
you have someone that can do forensics on you where they go out to the cow and actually take some samples?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to know. 33 cows is in how long a period?
6 months.
That's unfortunate. I'm so very sorry. That's a lot of money.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, for the average farmer, it's a huge amount of money, and it's unsustainable. And in a couple of years before that, we had this absolutely massive freeze come through here, and we lost 10% of our calf crop, you know, in a month. So just because they froze to death, and it's not just us. You know, you've read stories about, you know, the cows being buried in snow. They can't find the grass. They can't find the feed. They can't move because there's so much snow and they're stuck, and hundreds of thousands of cows die. So it's not just us. And it's not like we don't try to help them, and it's not like we're not there. We are there. We're there every day when we can get to them. But lately, in the last couple of days, it's been a real problem trying to get to the cows because of this flooding. And what do you do when your road washes out? I have a picture of Mrs. Finelli standing in the side of the road where the road used to be. She's standing in the ditch, and the road is at her, you know, at her waist. So what I'm saying is there's like 3 feet of erosion where the road was. It's gone on both sides of the road. And the road, which would be about 1.5 cars wide, is now 3 feet wide. You can't drive a truck over it because both sides of the road has washed away.
You're talking about all of this, where I live in southern Oregon, up in the mountains, you know, snowpack, and we had no snowpack this year. All the wells are going dry, and we had 2 weeks of triple digits, and one day it got to 112 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, I've never been in 112. When I lived up in the Okanagan, experienced 110. I have never experienced anything beyond that temperature. I know that they have that down in Death Valley and in Southern California, but not in Northern and Southern Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in the mountains. We're not supposed to have that kind of weather. And I noted this morning on Facebook, I posted the tornado that went through Oklahoma. Now, they're getting hammered. And Italy had strange weather. That means we are having a global weather change. It's happening as we speak. It's never going to go back the way it was. It's changing. How it's changing and where and to what extent we have our new cycles to be able to predict when you cut your hay, I don't have a clue.
Well, that's another thing.
We're not finished with it yet. There are absolute astrological, astronomical things going on outside of Earth that are affecting Earth maximally. And I'm not even talking about Planet 7X. That's the least of it. There are all kinds of things going on in space right now. And it's all very curious.
And, Rick, what's happening is I really believe that our food supply is at serious, serious risk.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
For example, let's say I wanted to sell our cows today. Let's say I decided to sell 10 or 20 or 40. I couldn't because I can't get them out of the farm. Let's say today is the weekly sale at the cattle auction. Or let's say it's tomorrow. And I wanted to get my cows gathered up for sale, get them in a corral, and then load them on a trailer. I can't do it because I can't get the trailer to the corral. And if I could, I couldn't get the trailer down the road. And so I would miss that weekly sale until next week. Or I could take them to a different auction, maybe, 100 miles away. The bottom line is, what I see happening is the supply chain is starting to be impacted more and more by the weather.
Breaking down. That is correct.
Yep. And
when
I'm hearing
collapse, and we will shortly, water will become the primary issue. And even May, talking about it, I don't have my thing together. My pond, the front of my property, is now down to black sand. And why? Because the owners, at least I read, have not lined it with clay.
Mm-hmm. If we come back, let's talk about ponds, and let's talk about the green algae that we see here on the ponds, covering the entire surface, 100% of the ponds. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124, or on the web at drortman.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and we're talking about the weather, and we're talking about the violent weather changes. And so, Rick, we have this green algae on our ponds, and it's not just on our farm. It's on the surrounding farm. So there's this blanket of green algae. Actually, it looks like carpet. It's actually as thick as carpet. And I'm at a website called terra-fish.com, terra-fish.com. And they say that algae are primitive plants which, via photosynthesis, combine water and carbon dioxide to form sugars for energy and growth. Algae produce oxygen, a useful byproduct. But when sunlight is not available at night, they quickly respire, and their respiration uses the stored sugars and oxygen to form carbon dioxide. And the water is depleted of the oxygen. And we don't have much sunlight. So this algae, this blanket of algae, is causing a problem. And it's thick. It is really thick. It's not like the thickness of a layer of paper. It's more like the thickness of carpet. So it's a problem for the ponds. And if the cows go in the pond to cool off or drink water, you know, we let our cows go swimming. Now, not all farmers do, but we do because we think it's normal. Well, when they come out, it looks like they have a carpet of green on their black coats. Most of our cows are black. They're black Angus, and we have some red Angus, but they come out black and green, literally. And it looks like they're spray painted green, except it's a thick, thick coat of spray. That's the problem. And now it's pouring again. It was pouring all night. It was pouring yesterday. It's a real problem for farmers who have dirt roads, or what they call farm roads. A farm road is where a farmer drives on a path and goes to the barn, from the house to the barn, from the barn to the shop, you know, those kinds of things. And they become the paths that the farmers drive over and over and over, year after year after year. And we have those too. The problem is these roads are so soggy that vehicles have a tough time getting through them. And the first time your tires spin, that's where the road has a dip in it. That's where the water collects, and it gets bigger and bigger and deeper and more hard to get through. It's really a problem, Rick, that this geoengineering brought to us by the United Nations.
It is the United Nations that is the New World Order.
Yeah. And what started out in the 1950s as this little tiny fledgling organization, they've gotten to the point where they've dominated the planet. And, Rick, if you look at it, it seems really simple. There's just too many of us, in their opinion, and we're using their resources, and we're breathing their air, and we're eating their food, and they just want us out of the way. That's the problem. And I was thinking about this. You know, what starts out as a little corporation, you know, some guy figures out how to make a car, a horseless carriage, has an engine on it, whether it be a battery-powered car in 1906 or whether it be a gasoline engine-powered car. So, you know, it was really kind of neat, and some people wanted them, and then a lot of people wanted them, and then everybody wants them. And then we have car crashes, and then we have carcasses of cars, and what do we do with all that? And then we have cars leaking, and then we put air conditioning in cars, and these are actually homes on wheels. And some people have these motorhomes, and we have all these vehicles burning all this fuel and polluting the air. You know, whether people believe that the air pollution is naturally caused or whether it's man-made, obviously a huge component of it's man-made, because if every home in the East Coast, in the Northeast, has an oil burner for heat and it burns about 500 gallons of fuel oil, that is 500 gallons worth of energy that's turned into heat, to heat the planet, and pollution. And we keep doing it year after year after year. So we've been heating our homes since the 1940s with oil burners, and we've just been using so much fuel, and we haven't insulated our homes, and we've been extravagant with fuel and pollution. And it's coming back to bite us. In addition to that, we're enhancing all of this air pollution with geoengineering, and we're making a mess of the planet. And we don't know how to get off it right now, do we, Rick?
Well,
we can't go to Mars.
A minute ago on Facebook, that nuclear chemist has published a paper detailing aluminum poisoning of humanity via geoengineering. Now we have scientists of reputable publishing in reputable journals saying it's happening right now. Right under that, I posted a second one that the dome in the Pacific houses tons of thousands of tons of radioactive waste. It's leaking. This is in the Marshall Islands where they did all that.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take longevity beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. RichardAllanMiller.com. Rick, you were talking about the Marshall Islands. Please share more of that with us.
Well, they, you know, when they did all of those nuclear testing, you know, there have been almost more than 2,000 nuclear bombs that have been set off in various parts of the world, including mostly in the Marshall Islands. And so all the testing was not in Utah. They did a lot of it out there on the islands. And all that debris has been stored in a big dome, a big steel dome. And that dome is now leaking into the Pacific Ocean. The article is posted on Facebook. I am concerned about a lot of things, but I would be remiss if I didn't say that I think the single most important thing that each of us do at this moment is to become an activist in regards to turning off and eliminating nuclear energy as a source of power. If we do not do that, there will be no event for a seventh epoch. That's it. We are facing a semi-extinction event where there will be a change in civilization and technologies. And right now, the problem we have is if you don't turn that switch off, there is going to be nothing for any of our, you know, inheritance to have to inherit in terms of the Earth. There are life forms that thrive in this kind of environment of nuclear energy and all of that, but none of it has anything to do with humans.
Rick, there are people who believe that we can take nuclear waste and we can put it in these stainless steel 55-gallon barrels, and it'll be fine. But I wanted to share something with you. When I was looking for a wood stove, I looked at Central Boiler, and they had two versions of the wood stove. One had a stainless steel firebox, and the other had a carbon steel firebox. The stainless steel was more expensive, and I thought, you know, that makes a lot of sense. Let me look further into this. Let's look at the heat transfer through stainless steel from the fire to the water jacket around the firebox, and let's look at the longevity. They withdrew from the market the stainless steel firebox because it cracked. It was not as durable as carbon steel.
Well, carbon and the electrons of carbon are like diamond. And then beyond diamond are your fullerenes. And when I'm telling you that the way we're storing things now is like we're not even using 1930s technology.
Mm-hmm. The point I was trying to make is, we would think, on the surface, if you could
get a stainless steel,
if you could get a firebox with stainless steel, that'd be the ultimate. It would last forever. You've got a water jacket around it. You know, it wouldn't rust. What a great idea! But it's worse. It's worse for longevity than a plain old carbon steel firebox. So if we think that we can take nuclear waste, which is deadly for lifetimes, thousands of years, and we can put it in stainless steel drums and just stack these drums up, everything's going to be fine. It's absolutely not true.
And actually, you need to add several zeros, 100,000 years. And, you know, seriously a problem. And nobody is addressing it anywhere. Oppenheimer and those people in the distant past said right out of the gate in the 50s, this is a problem. And nobody is saying that now. You know, 70 years later, here we are. 70 years later, and nobody is saying a word.
Why? Rick, when I was being interviewed by the CEO of Laclede Electric Co-op, it was just the two of us in the boardroom, and the election hadn't started, and it was, you know, weeks before the election. And I was advised on how it's going to work. And I was told that I will sign this document, which says that I will support the board's decision, whatever the decision is. Even if Vincent Finelli totally disagrees with the decision that all the other board members agree to, I will not fight the board. I will not go out in public and say, what a bunch of jerks, the board of directors. They have no idea what they're doing. They voted to harm us. They voted to harm the environment. I was not allowed to say any of that if I wanted to run for office. Now, that being said, I don't think Laclede Electric Co-op is the only organization, the only corporation that does that. I think many corporations have these agreements with the board, the members of the board, that they will not dissent in public with whatever they vote to do. Now, if you look at corporations used to have a single purpose. They were formed for a single purpose. Now corporations own other corporations, and there are corporations embedded within corporations embedded within corporations, and it's really hard to find out who the actual owners are. Well, there also seems to be this immunity that they have for destroying the planet and harming people because they're corporations. And the boards of directors don't seem to be held accountable for their actions, and neither do the officers. Now, if we fix that, and if we hold the boards of directors accountable for the things that they do, you won't see things like Fukushima, because the board would say, whoa, wait a minute, hold it. Are you saying that you want to put nuclear reactors along the coast of Japan? What if there's a tidal wave? What if that wave washes or shuts down the generators and they can't cool the reactors? And then we pollute the Pacific Ocean, and all the oceans are interconnected, and we have a massive die-off. Are you kidding? We're not doing that. We're not going to go into that business because, well, actually, they'll arrest us on the board and we'll be put in prison for the rest of our lives. No, we're not going to do it. But that doesn't happen. These boards seem to be immune from prosecution.
That's a problem. Just for the record, they do not yet have any direction or solution for cleaning up Fukushima. And today, there was an article about the Yakuza going into the streets to find homeless people that are willing for pay to go in and try to clean that up for a terminal situation. That is a fact. Why is not that in NBC, CBS, or ABC News, CNN? How come nobody is reporting that? That is a need for all the different alternative competitors in radio to unite together and start bringing the public the absolute truth. Competitive in doing that, and at the same time have a fiduciary responsibility for reporting the truth on what's going on right now. And nobody does that.
Rick, you said we chatted for just a couple minutes yesterday, and you said something I thought was really important. You talked about the media, and you talked about those of us in the media competing with others of us in the media. For example, me competing with whoever else is on the air, fiercely competing, but
trying to get the better rating, whatever, that kind of thing, yeah.
Well, competing for better information, better delivery, more on time, more on point.
More listeners, more cash flow, all of it, advertising.
Yeah, and at the same time, you want us all to be friends.
It's possible.
It is, absolutely.
Readers,
it absolutely
the
is.
The best of competitors are on the track, and the best of friends off the track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's possible. And it's not only possible, this is me now saying it, this must happen now. If I have any opportunity to work with any of these people, that's going to be my message. We need to work together, not be competitive in that sense of it, because nobody else, the massive news reporting, they're not doing their job, and they know it. Why? It's being paid for lying.
Well,
that's all about money.
Mm-hmm. You said that it must be done, and I want to assure you there's at least one broadcaster I know who has done it, and that would be me.
Yeah.
Here's why I'm saying it. This broadcast, you and I broadcasting today for 2 hours, will be heard on other radio networks, competing radio networks. Republic Broadcasting, owned by John Stadtmiller, picks this up and runs this at 11 o'clock at night through 1 o'clock in the morning. Picks up this entire broadcast verbatim, commercials and everything, and rebroadcasts it tonight. Liberty News Radio, another competitor in the marketplace, owned by Sam Bushman, another broadcaster, picks this up and runs this on his network. And then on Fridays, I do another broadcast called The Bunker Files, and that's on Truth Frequency Radio. So USA Prepares, our faculty, if you will, is on four competing radio networks. It can be done, and we are friends. I mean, I don't fight with John Stadtmiller. I don't fight with Sam Bushman. We're friends. We work together. We help each other. And yet, the networks are in competition with each other. But what I said to the other networks is, and I've been doing this for a while. I mean, like 5 years. I've been on multiple networks for 5 years. Not all of them for 5 years, but if you count when I started being on multiple networks, I've been on them for 5 years. And we can work together, and it really is to the advantage of all the networks to work together to get the message out, the message of truth. Because if you don't get it out,
when this restaurant opened on the corner of this one street, and a alternative restaurant opened across the street, and they thought immediately that they were going to lose customers to each other, and no, what actually is going to happen is more people are going to eat at that intersection.
There you go. And you can see that in towns where you have McDonald's and Burger King and Arby's and all those fast food restaurants in a row. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Extend your life with Extend Advice.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out, as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Coast to Coast listeners. I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of George Norrie because his topics and guests are fascinating and really get you thinking. George is just as bothered as I am by all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life, to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX, which together are called the Healthy Start Pack. I recommend you go online to criticalhealthnews.com to purchase these products. That's criticalhealthnews.com or call 855-949-RADIO.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day. to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got here?
Take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and Rick, so we were talking about cooperating with our competitors, and you know, it really is a good thing. And if you look at McDonald's and Burger King and Arby's and Subway, you know, if you go to those exits where they have those fast food joints, they're all there, or many of them are there. And they figured out that together they can draw more people than they can separately, and that's what we need to do here on our team. We need to work together to survive, because our enemy is pretty formidable. The other team is really not very nice. They want to kill us, and they want to kill us with geoengineering.
Well, they're cooperating with themselves as competitors. Go figure.
Yeah. They really are. They really are. Rick, I was in Sam's Club, and you know, on the way out, I saw that, you know, these drug store chains are willing to give us shingles shots. They're willing to give us flu shots, and they're enticing us. You know, you get free gifts. I mean, all you have to do is have something injected into your bloodstream that you have no idea what it is, except it's delivered via a pharmacy. And they say it's for shingle protection, it's for flu protection, people get sick as can be, and they're bribing people with free trinkets, free gifts, gift cards, and so forth.
They're probably paying to do it next.
Yeah, yeah. And so who wants to sign up? Like the Yakuza you're talking about, they're getting the homeless in Japan. They're saying, hey, listen, you don't have to be homeless anymore. We're going to give you a job. Now, you're probably going to die in a couple weeks, and it's going to be horrible, but, you know, it's going to be, you'll have a job for a couple weeks. I mean, really?
Yeah, and they would sacrifice for their extended family. That's how it's played. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice. And, you know, the American dream is gone.
No disagreement here. None whatsoever. I totally agree with you.
This is not the America I signed up to serve and protect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's not the America that I like. And, Rick, I talk to a lot of people, as you do as well. Nobody's happy. I don't know anybody who's delighted with the future prospects. People are, I'm hearing more about suicides. I'm hearing more about suicide searches. People are searching the internet to learn about suicide. It's like one of the hot topics, one of the hot three topics. Can you imagine that? Rick, come on. What do you think? People have lost hope. They've lost the vision. They've lost the ability to start projects. They've lost the ability to innovate. And I have a feeling it has a lot to do with the weather, the gloominess, the lack of nutrition in the food, the microwave radiation, the electromagnetic radiation that's everywhere, the constant bombardment by television commercials of all these happy, idiotic scenarios that people are watching, thinking that, boy, if they could just escape, you know, they could be happy
again.
There's
no place to run. The Brazil and Sao Paulo has got a water shortage problem now that's even worse than California. Brazil.
Rick, I mentioned that and I'm sure you met her. She came to the expo, and then she went from the expo to the meetup at Jimmy's Egg where you were, and Dr. Joel Wallach and many of our other instructors were there. Craig Douglas. I mean, it was a great night. The Monday after the expo. Well, and that was this year. She said she lives in California. She brought her daughter with her as part of a homeschool learning experience to meet the instructors of USA for Paris. She traveled 4,000 miles to do that. She was at the meetup, and then she sent, or she was on the phone with Mrs. Finelli, and she said her water bill in California is $1,000 a month now, and they've been ordered to reduce their consumption by 32%. $1,000 a month water bill, Rick. That's not a year. That's not 10 years. It's a month. And then you have Tom Selleck accused of stealing water from a hydrant to water his grove in California. So we don't have heroes anymore either. Rick, we'll be right back right after top of the hour news and commercial announcements, and we've got Miles on the line. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.